Anyone traveling through Stanley Park can expect a number of traffic delays starting this week. Temporary closures will be in place starting Friday, October 20, as essential tree work gets underway throughout the park. This essential work is a continuation of the Vancouver Board of Parks and Recreation's efforts to manage trees impacted by the ongoing hemlock looper moth infestation and subsequent years of drought, shares the park board in a news release. Temporary closures will impact traffic on thoroughfares, the seawall, park trails, and parking lot availability. Traffic on Friday, between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. There will be 15-minute intermittent closures followed by 10-minute openings along Pipeline Road. Traffic will carry on as usual on Stanley Park Drive. The same intermittent road closures will take place along Stanley Park Drive from Monday, October 23, through Friday, October 27. Between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. traffic on Pipeline Road will flow as normal. Seawall. Next week, from Monday through Friday, access to the seawall adjacent to the impacted section of Stanley Park Drive may be restricted in tandem with the intermittent road closures. Trails. On October 20, between 8 a.m. and 3 p.m. pedestrian and bike access to the Tisdall Walk Trail from Pipeline Road will be regulated. The tunnel trail will be fully closed from October 18 through November 3. Parking. From October 18 through November 27, the Stanley Park train parking lot will run at half capacity, and parking will be restricted in areas of intermittent closures along Stanley Park Drive.